This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Efforts to expand an energy transmission grid used by 9 states, including parts of Arkansas, got the green light, and initial work will begin later this year. Officials with Southwest Power Pool of Little Rock say the bulk of construction and engineering costs for the 10-year plan could total $1.7 billion. Pete Holscher with the SPP says the project will help improve the reliability of the bulk electrical grid.
In some cases, it is upgrades to existing infrastructure to help ensure the reliability. And in other cases, it is actual new construction, new lines across that area, across our footprint, to either bring electricity from certain areas, from generation across to other parts of the footprint. So it's a combination of both upgrades and new construction.
He says that it also calls for more than 900 miles of new transmission lines and 15 transformers.
Arkansas-based Axiom is planning to add 150 workers and more over the next 6 months. Director for Staffing Tim McKenna says an additional 150 workers will be needed to supplement efforts by the company to break further into digital media and marketing technology.
They'll be working on new products. A lot of those products are going to be related to creating a way for us to process digital data better than our competitors. So we're looking for individuals that have a strong technology background and also the ability to learn new technology.
Most of the recruits will be working at Axiom's offices in Little Rock, Conway, and Fayetteville. Others will be based at the company offices in San Francisco Bay and New York.
The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 31st season of entertainment presents Come Fly Away Monday at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. The Broadway musical combines the vocals of Frank Sinatra and the creative vision of dance choreographer Twyla Tharp. Tickets and more information available at uafortsmith.edu.